We're here at Menards Bag Sale, asking shoppers what they're putting in the bag to get 15% off.
Paint.
Batteries.
Tools.
Toilet paper.
Extension cords. Grocery items.
Hardware for my cabinets.
Snack items. Crackers and some canned good stuff.
Shop vac supplies.
Toothpaste, cereal, coffee, dog treats. I've got a lot of stuff to grab.
The list goes on, but the sale ends January 24th. Hurry in for Menards 15% off bag sale. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hello, guys, and welcome back to Modern Middle Eastern Mentality. I am your host, Saad Joseph Gurgis, and this is episode number 2. Happy Friday, everybody. We try to bring an episode out at least twice a week, and being a Friday, it's the proper time, I guess, to talk about our lovely topics that we have selected for this podcast. So without further ado, let us continue discussing our situation here that we have with basically bringing children into the U.S. from the Middle East. I want to touch on a subject that is near and dear to my heart, if you will. It has come to my attention last week that it's worse than I thought as far as children dealing with their parents out here in, I guess what they have said to me is considered a foreign country. Even though they've been here for 3, 4, 5 years, a lot of them are still looked upon as fresh off the boat or FOBs. And that has been a common term for the past, I guess, 20 plus years now. I don't know if many of the people that are listening understand that the severity of how these young ones and the adults alike get affected by this. So we are trying to come to a an understanding of how to deal with that. Being called a FOB because you're new to the country almost drives the kids to find any means possible to stay away from that stereotype. It is different than when we grew up back in the 80s, early 80s. When I mentioned earlier in episode 1 how I quickly took to the language, I did it because I wanted to just be fed knowledge and learn. But now it's come to my attention that people are doing it more and more to just fit in, and almost to the point where they want to forget, the kids we're talking about, they want to forget that they're Middle Eastern. Like, they want to just not even be looked at, talked to, or you know, pointed at as a Middle Eastern child, only because of the aura that it builds around them, I guess, and it puts them in a point where, or puts them in a corner of where they become a target for name calling. This is not really, you know, something you see. It's something that most kids their age will see. The adults don't really see this because, I mean, let's face it, you guys and me included are at work all day, and we deal with our life, you know, our livelihood and our life. We deal with everything basically that we have to deal with, and then the kids deal with what they deal with. Unfortunately, what they deal with is a form of cruelty and bullying, and it's not acceptable. So in turn, these kids look for a way out, whether it be to belong, to get a click. Some of them are smart enough to not care and actually still hang out, you know, or hang around ones who are their age, and they kind of find a click that works for them. But that's just the 1%. The other 99% either give in to drugs or give in to peer pressure, and the peer pressure that they're giving into subdues them to do things they're not of course, wanting to do. Some of them do it because they just feel the need to not be tagged as a fob or to be looked at as a foreigner. And that's really sad because it drives our children to do things that are outside their world of understanding, yet they do it anyway because the peer pressure wins in the end, unfortunately. The peer pressure wins, and that's what we're facing. Whether we face it in our homes or in public or in churches or in you know, surroundings or gatherings, whatever the case may be, we're facing it. But how do we handle it? Do we just shun our kids because they're doing these things, and or do we beat them down because they're not willing to conform to a certain way of upbringing like we did? No, that's not the answer. We don't treat them like they're, you know, like they're the plague. We treat them with respect and we treat them with understanding and we talk to them. I think 90% of the people that I've dealt with in the past that have come across my, you know, my table have more or less been folks who don't want to deal with these kids. They send them off to other people to deal with them. You know, for another simple example, you know, the servants in our community in church are the ones who are basically taking care of these kids for these parents. They go crying to servants because they can't control their own kids. And they're asking for help. But when we give the help, it doesn't go all the way through because on the flip side of that, or on the other end of that, when they go back home, these parents are washing their hands from their kids. They don't want to deal. To them, they're in a foreign land, they're working their butt off, and that's all that they should worry about. More or less the fathers. And that's the sad part. I mean, the mothers do their part as much as they can, but ultimately, if both parents are in the home, the father or the father figure should be the one that steps in and disciplines in a fashion of, I guess, communication would be the first and foremost discipline. Believe it or not, that is a form of discipline. Having conversations with your kids, getting down to the core of what the problem is and not just wanting to hear yourself talk. Listen, doing a lot of listening to your children will get them to really talk to you. It ain't going to happen from the first time. It's not going to happen from the second time. But if you just start, and what I mean by start is if you just have a conversation, it doesn't always have to be an interrogation. Just have a conversation with your child. Talk to them about what's bothering them. Or don't talk to them about what's bothering them at all. Just ask them, how was your day? What did you do today? And if they're giving you the vague answers, dig deeper. Or instead of digging deeper in a fashion where it feels like it's an interrogation, again, say, hey, let's go for a walk. Let's go grab some ice cream. Let's go have some coffee. Let's go have some tea. Build some sort of a relationship. I understand that we're busy people, but we can't be that busy for our own children. We didn't just bring them in this world for the sake of just bringing them in this world. We brought them in this world because we enjoy, obviously, having children. And if
this podcast is sponsored by Talkspace.
Last year, I went through many different life changes. I needed to take a pause and examine how I was feeling in the inside to better show up for the ones who need me to be my best version of myself.
When you're navigating life's changes, Talkspace can help. Talkspace is the number one rated online therapy, bringing you professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatry providers that you can access anytime, anywhere.
Living a busy life, navigating a long-distance relationship, becoming a first stepfather, Talkspace made all of those journeys possible. I could speak with my therapist in the office. I could speak with my therapist in the comfort of my home. I was never alone.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance, no problem. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
If we didn't, then we shouldn't have had them. Bottom line. But if you're having kids and you're in a foreign country and you're trying to cope, well, guess what? Part of this coping has to be the attention that you give this child or to both of their kids or three or four, however many kids you have. Give them each their individual moment in time, whatever it be, 5 minutes with them, 7 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, give it to them. And sincerely want to know about their day. Like I said, it won't happen from the first time. It won't happen from the second time easily. It's going to take a little bit. But when they see that you're genuinely wanting to know what's going on in their life, they will eventually open up to you. Don't give up. Giving up on your kids, you might as well just give up on life. I mean, when we had these children and we looked at them when they were born, we were the happiest people in the world. What changed? The fact that we came to a foreign country and now we are so busy trying to bring in, you know, the bread and the butter that we just decided that, you know what? The mother can do it. The church can do it. The community can do it. Whomever can do it. No, that's not the answer. The answer is I need to do it. I need to find the time to sit down with my kid. I need to find the time, and my wife included, need to sit down and really get to know my children. You know, the opposite of that is what I've been seeing. It's been saddening me. I hear from children day in and day out, my parents think I'm a piece of this. My parents don't consider me a human being. They think I'm just a waste of their time. I don't know who I am. I don't have a personality. I don't have, you know, value in the family. They just look at me like I'm just another person breathing air. I mean, honestly, when your own kids are saying that to other friends and their servants in the community because they can't talk to you, we really have an issue here. This is the problem of us being in a foreign country and forgetting that these kids are being influenced by outside sources and they see differences out there and they're trying to cope with what they have learned from you and where they grew up. And now here they are facing a whole different world where they don't even consider what you think is raising up your kids, their lifestyle. So what does that mean? Basically, you came up, you know, in a different world, in a different society. And mostly it was by fear, driving fear into the kids to raise them a certain way. And that worked for that world, that third world country, that worked. Here in the States, that doesn't work. Your kids, I've seen it. Other people, you know, that I associate with have seen it. Your kids will flee from you and go do things that are utterly unbelievable. And I don't want to even think about putting it out there because it's sad and it's disgusting and it's scary. And a lot of these parents are, you know, sitting on their laurels and not realizing what's really happening. They think everything's fine. These kids are not fine. These kids are crying internally and externally for help, and they're looking for someone to be there for them. And we're ignoring them because we're so busy wrapped up in bringing home some money. Because we're bringing home that paycheck, so we strive to work hard, and we say that we're working hard for the family. There's got to be balance. If you think that you're out there working hard to bring in, but you're forgetting that core that you have at home that needs to be strengthened because you're so wrapped up in your job that you forgot what it is to raise children and raise a family, then you need to get checked at your priorities, and you need to check your priorities at the door when you walk in the house. Take a deep breath before you walk in and start focusing on what needs to be done at the house. At the home that you live in, things need to change. It is too often and too much that I hear children just, they don't even try to communicate with their parents. Just the other day I asked a kid, hey, how's your dad? Oh, he's all right. Have you seen him lately? No, he's working all the time. I don't get to talk to my dad much. And when I do, I'm more of a nuisance than anything. How horrible is that to hear from a child's mouth that their kid is in a nuisance to them? Because the common mistake that we do is, I'm tired, get out of here, go find something to do, go play with your sibling, go talk to your mother, I don't want to talk about it right now. I even grew up with that. And how that was horrible to me now that I look back at it. But thankfully, I was able to find a decent, wholesome way out. But that's not the case for every child. And if we don't do something about this now, it will haunt us. Those kids that we think are harmless, they're going to become hopeless. And then they're going to commit things that are unspeakable. I don't want to see that happen. I'm scared for the future of these children. There's only so much all of us out here who have knowledge in this can do. It really goes back to the parents. I can't stress that enough. I'm covering a variety of information in this episode because I want to really bring attention to what we're going to be discussing in detail as these episodes continue. I wish you guys would see it from a different perspective. I wish you guys would have an open mind. I wish that you're listening to this and realizing maybe that there is something that needs to be done. Maybe I hit, you know, a nerve somewhere along the way. Maybe I touched someone today verbally and got through to their heart. Maybe there's a parent out there who's listening to this podcast. I really hope so. I really want to communicate with you guys, and I want to bring your attention to what is going on behind your doors at home. Things for most of you that I've seen are not okay. And this facade that we build and we put out there in the world to show the outside world that we're good, and really technically when you look behind the facade and you look behind and you dig deep inside that home, it's broken. And it's falling apart at the core. It's falling apart at the foundation. We need to change, guys. We need to change. Well, I hope this episode really rung a few bells in your heads. And all I can say is, you know, I'll be praying for you. Let's hope that things will change. I'm going to wrap it up for today. I think we talked enough about this for today, but we're going to keep going and we're going to keep hashing at this. And hopefully we'll get to the bottom of it. Eventually we'll bring on some speakers, take some calls. But for now, let me leave you with this. Before you look outside for help, try to find the time to spend with your child at home. Talk to your children. Get to know your kids more. All right, guys. With that, I wish you a great weekend. Talk to you later.